Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Today's show, we're tackling your sex and relationship questions. Topics include crying after an orgasm, what does it mean? Plus blowjob tip basics, where to start, and also how do you spice up your masturbation routine? Because hey, it's masturbation month. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can do so many things there, especially subscribe to the podcast, check it out, follow us on social media. It's all at Sex with Emily across the board, and sign up for our newsletter, all that stuff. Oh, I'm here with Menace, first of all.
Hey,
that's
what's
the most
going
important
on?
Thing. Hi, Menace.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fabulous. So good to see you. I'd just like you to be here and everyone
I
know
love
that your presence
here.
While I'm going through all the things that are very important for people
Sweet.
To stay truly connected to the Sex with Emily family.
Yeah.
Like Snapchat and Instagram and Twitter and all Sex with Emily. But I
Good.
Answer all my Snapchats.
Oh, you
like
do?
Like at night, like
wow.
when I'm in bed, I'm like, hi, I know. Not all, but a lot of them.
Yeah.
Obviously, I delete dick pics. Don't even try. Although some guy was funny the other day. I can't remember who it was because you don't even know people's names. But he sent me a picture of Richard Nixon and said, here's a dick pic.
Oh, sweet.
Clever.
I
How's
like
this
that.
For I don't know. I laughed. No, you guys are awesome, though. Thank you so much. And welcome to all of our new listeners. Because I think, Menace, you were on a few weeks ago, but I don't know if I told you that we have this huge influx of new listeners.
I know.
Listeners
and I'm telling you, like,
people followers are, and subscribers, and it's amazing. So welcome. We love you.
More
welcome
hip to podcasting.
That's the thing.
You know, it only took like 15 years, but right. welcome. We are out here.
Welcome to the podcasting family. It's true that people are like, 12 years ago, like, how did you, like, people are like,
yeah.
I just found out about it yesterday. Because
well,
I was the first, this is the party, I was first to this party.
It becomes
somehow.
Easier and easier, you know, with the pairing of the phones, the speakers, and all kinds of stuff.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad.
My Amazon Echo, I won't say her name because I don't want to activate anybody's right now, but that's been great, and just I've been able to stream more and more audio.
I haven't used that yet.
The Amazon Echo? You need to get one.
Okay.
But if you say her name, because Amazon Echo has a name.
Right.
It activates it. We do it all the time by accident on the radio.
You do. And then everyone's
we're
God
like
damn
sharing
it.
Stories. They're like, you just activated my Echo.
Right.
So
okay, got
I won't
it.
Do that.
Okay. No, you're right. However people found us, we're happy.
It's
so
great.
You can email us. We take your calls, all that stuff. It's go to Ask Emily on the website. Mm-hmm. Click on the tab.
Yeah.
Ask a question. So Menace.
Yes.
It's May.
It is.
And it's Masturbation Month. So
Your
I'd like to be the first to
the
welcome
year.
You to and say, you know, wish you a happy, happy Masturbation Month.
I
I'm just
feel
wondering how you're going to celebrate this year.
I'll masturbate every day just for you.
Cool.
But I feel like every other month is a blur and then suddenly it's Masturbation Month again.
I think this might be like our 10th or 11th Masturbation Month that we've celebrated together.
Yeah.
Not like, well, we haven't done any mutual masturbation.
Let me ask you, yes. In your early days of masturbation,
yes,
what would you think about?
It's a really good question.
Yes.
And I would think
feel
about.
Feel free to share.
Thank you. You have to answer after.
Oh, no.
Honestly, that's a great question because my early years of masturbation were later than most people's because I did not start to masturbate until I was about 20 because it never occurred to me ever to touch my body. I didn't know there was anything to do around my body that would feel good. And so then I was really in my head and I didn't have any thoughts. I was just like, oh, this doesn't feel good. This doesn't feel good. What's the problem? I can't have an orgasm like a lot of our listeners. And then I started thinking about guys that I was with, like usually really real pure, like guys that I liked or that I kissed, that I crushes on.
I think that, I mean, not the guys that I was,
the guys you were with. I'm just saying,
I thought the guys. Yeah, it was just like, you know, partners and stuff like that. That's why I've never really got into porn because I don't feel it's real life. But I think like, you know, past experiences are much more real and, you know, able to pop that up quickly for masturbation.
Well,
you know?
Right. Well, what do you think about? What like did I said, you think about then? Then was it like a girl you had a crush on?
Yeah, or? Stuff like that. Nothing right. Like, oh, just, you know, stumble upon a video or a magazine or anything like that. It was just like actual, like, you know, real life experiences.
Typically they say like it was about, I think this was a study that just came out, like what men to masturbate to or about, and it was like about things that have happened. It could just be like a hot woman they see on the street that they run into. You guys are, all the guys listening are but you know, it could be an ex because we tend to kind of put our exes on pedestals and we just think about like how great it was, or you know, that I don't know.
Well, you can pull the memories of
In the spank bank. Hello. But I don't think that we have the spank bank. For me, it's like my spank bank is like channel 9. Remember channel 9 was all fuzzy when you were a kid? Like there was no channels. Did you ever have that like channel that didn't work? Channel 3? That's what it is. Like they're all mushed together. But I think for men, it's more specific, their masturbation thing. But I'm glad you're asking this question. You know why, Menace? You didn't even know this. But since it is masturbation month, which is, you know, a huge month, that's the most important month. We are doing a contest because we love contests and we also love giving you guys stuff that you, that will help you have better sex and masturbate. So you can win a prize this month up until May 31st. This is what you guys can do. You can email me your favorite masturbation routine. I want to know what's your masturbation routine. Like, what do you do? If it's, or maybe it could be your most creative one. You sit down or you lay down, you think about a memory, you flip on the porn. What toys do you play with? What do you do? And if you email us with that, we're going to be giving away special prizes.
Sweet.
Toys, gifts, things like that. Because it's big all month long. So you can find out all about the contest on our website, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, all that stuff, which is fun. So how do you feel about masturbation?
So we'll get to that. But what's going on in your life? What's happening? Where are you at?
I'm in a good place, Menace, I got to say. Life has been good.
I know you have a place that you love to
live in. I love my place
in.
And I'm even watching TV.
I know.
And we're watching like the same shows. That. I know you didn't think I'd be watching TV, but I am. I have like a yard and I'm like, it's sunny and there's like people and
it's
neighbors.
It's all coming together.
It's all coming together. Yeah. I'm super happy.
That's
it's
good.
Great. Yeah. I have everything like lined up. I'm ready to go. Like all my toys I told you about, my TV, my backyard. It's almost like I don't even know who I am. Different person.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's really fun.
You're growing up before my eyes.
I know. It's right. So are you.
It's crazy.
I know. Like you're calling people young people, like millennial. Like you're you're not that young person anymore.
No.
It's cute, Menace. How are you?
I was just in our favorite place that, you know, that I always talk about. I was just
San Francisco?
In Las Vegas. Oh. Going to be in San Francisco soon.
Okay.
Going to San Diego tomorrow. I was just in Las Vegas and I saw the Backstreet Boys show. At Planet Hollywood.
Where'd they get
and
the Backstreet Boys
awesome.
From? Really?
Yeah, it ruled. It was really good.
What are they doing? Really? Okay.
They're doing all their hits is what
That's
they're doing.
That's amazing. That would be amazing.
Yeah, I was pretty wasted, but it was fun. It was really
that
fun.
That does sound
so
fun.
I highly recommend it.
Okay.
Everybody goes there.
Definitely.
And they're all, so I got to like hang out with them for a little bit. And they're all super nice.
Yeah?
They're really, really cool.
That's good. Yeah. Did you do like a show with them or did you do... You just get to go backstage.
No, I just went backstage
like, hey,
and hung out
up?
With them and said hi. But to see, I'm bringing this up for you you fellows out there. If you,
chicks?
Yeah. I'm like, okay, this is, guys, why, if you go to Las Vegas and you're going to go waste all your money at a strip club, right? You're there with your buddies. I'm telling you, go to a Backstreet Boys show.
Because
there's
going to
be a bunch
everywhere?
Of women that just want to hook up like crazy. Like, my girlfriend was there.
That might
with
be the
me,
best advice you've ever given
women,
on the show.
These women are like trying to flirt with me like crazy because, you know, the guy to girl ratio is insane, right?
That's really smart.
Guys, I don't waste your money at the strip club. Go to the Backstreet Boys show.
Right, that's not
show.
Real. She's not in love with you, stripper. She doesn't really think that you're
going to
be
her
boyfriend.
I know it sounds crazy, but I'm just telling you, give it a shot. You're going to love it.
That's awesome. Menace, that was like literally, I feel like we could end the show now. Because I feel like guys are going to throw in their money and they're like, oh my God, the Backstreet Boys, who would have known?
I know, right?
I almost want to go now just to see if you're right.
I am right. I'm telling you.
I know, you probably usually, you've been better lately.
Oh, I've been better. Oh, yeah. Okay.
The thing that I'm excited about though, mostly though, is because mm-hmm. it's masturbation. Like, this is for real. Lately, yeah. I've been thinking about how we talk about like the themes on the show. Things come up. Like lately, we've seen like threesomes come up, and like they come back around. Like, there's been so many things about threesomes or porn or anal sex. But I feel like the questions, masturbation can be very, very confusing when you're in a relationship, because we hear from men and they're like, my partner doesn't want me to masturbate. They think it's wrong. She's jealous if I'm masturbating, or I have to hide it. And I feel like there's a lot of women who are like, I don't understand why my partner watches porn, or once they're in a relationship, they stop masturbating. There's all these things around masturbation that keep, I think because it's more, I don't know, I think because of porn, or maybe it's just more talked about now, people know what it is, that it's also confusing. So I love this month because I feel like all these weird myths and confusion and questions that people have around like why, like around their partners masturbating, but also, so that's one part of it, the confusion. The other thing is that the reason why we celebrate it for a month, and if you are one of these people who are going like, I thought every day was masturbation month. Good. Mm-hmm. You know what? I thought every month was, it should be. Okay. So you're right. But the thing about it is that masturbation is actually good for you and healthy, and you have better sex when you masturbate. Like you, especially for women being more in touch with your bodies and knowing what makes yourself feel good. You've heard me say this, but like, for people who like don't even think, you're like, I'm in a relationship, I don't really need anymore. You do. It's actually,
it builds stamina.
It builds stamina. And for women, if you're like, for knowing your body, your erogenous zones, what makes you feel good. So that's why. So this month, tips, tricks, blog posts, podcast, all about masturbation. Cool. That's why. If this is news to you, because like it's not on the national calendar, like on your iPhone, how it populates all the
There's so many holidays I don't even know about.
But masturbation, you know what? I'm going to put that on the ballot. I think masturbation month should be recognized as a national holiday.
Call Tim Cook at Apple and say, look, dude, you got to fix this calendar.
Don't you think? Because if we all have masturbated more and had more orgasms, the world just that we. To be a happier place.
And do you know what? There's so many more crazy tools for masturbation now than, you know, just 10 years ago. I mean, the Fleshlight has exploded,
right? I know, right? Yep.
Yeah.
The Fleshlight, male masturbation sleeve, that's true. There's so many more toys. There's so many more ways. Mutual masturbation. Yeah. I'm a huge fan of that for couples. Yeah,
masturbate with your partner. Freaking robots. Like within the
robots
next
will
years.
Masturbate you for you. You won't have to do anything. We will literally never leave the house.
I know.
Remember we used to joke about that years ago. You're like, you never have to leave the house. Like, people are not leaving the house now.
No,
which is actually a problem.
They got Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime. Know, everything's on TV.
All the food delivery apps. I had a friend. She was like so into the delivery apps that for Lent she gave them up because that thing where she wasn't going out anywhere because everything would just come to the house.
Right.
You know,
everything
you need.
Okay, Mattis, well, we're leaving the house. You drove here. I'm glad that you are here. It's awesome. So let's get into some sex in the news.
All right.
Which is always a good time. Okay.
What's going on in the news?
There's some surprising things that you should consider avoiding after sex.
Really?
See, this is probably good for you. I picked this for you because I feel like, and for all listeners, I just feel like you might do some of these things.
Okay.
And you probably shouldn't do them.
All right.
Okay. Or you're probably annoyed as hell if a woman does this to you.
Okay.
Okay. Some of the things that you should not do after sex, because, you know, it's a great moment. You're connected. Yeah. You've been wanting to have sex for a while. You've done the deed. It's all great. And you're like, God. And then you do these things. And it just can like totally ruin the mood.
Talk.
Right. Well, here's the thing. It depends what you talk about. So getting up right away.
Getting up right away.
Not a good thing to do.
Oh, no.
No. You're like, probably grab your phone. You're like, and then you grab your phone. On Instagram. But seriously, getting up right away. You do have to get up and pee.
Yes.
You got to pee after sex because, you know, get rid of the bacteria, you guys. So important. You can rinse off. But you really want to linger in bed as often as you can. Like, as long as you can. Keep the energy, the closeness. I've got all this oxytocin and all those feel-good hormones flowing through your body. Yeah. So just, like, get up and go start, you know, doing crafts or hobby or something. You're not supposed to have a deep, meaningful conversation after sex.
Yeah.
It probably makes you happy. Not a great time. Because there is the refractory period after orgasm.
Out.
Sometimes you can't even talk after sex. You're like, I'm just, and I get it. Like a lot of men just fall asleep after sex, which I actually, it really terribly upsets me. Like, I need to leave there. I need to leave. Like I at least need the closing talk. It doesn't have to be deep, but just don't guys who are like orgasming and they're like, their snoring comes like, or it's like at one pitch. Like,
they just go,
they orgasm into the snoring.
They go, yep. And then they go,
then they're, yeah, so no. bad. But you also don't want to get into deep, meaningful conversations. It can be hard. You're all disoriented. Don't comment on your partner's body. So I see like negative things. Like,
you've been having those
donuts. Yeah. Well, you know what? People are stupid. Because, yeah. no, but people really, I think they don't realize it. Little comments like, oh, you have like this, anything from body hair to weight. There's a lot of comments critical. People make about bodies that can be like critical, or they can affect yeah. your self-esteem, and you don't realize it. And people carry this stuff around forever. Like someone one time says like, oh, do you know your left boob's bigger than your right boob? Which, by the way, every woman's boobs are two yeah. different sizes. Did you know that?
I did know
And some women's more pronounced, but just, we will never forget it. We'll be like, every guy's looking at my left boob bigger than my right boob. Or whatever, guys can be like, oh, she noticed that I have this hairy mole on my back. Don't make those comments after sex. Don't reminisce about sex you've had with other people. But you should never do that.
The duh list?
Yeah, this is the duh list, exactly. Texting your friends about it after the hookup, unless, you know, no, don't do that. Turning on the TV. I'm just reminding people.
Love the TV.
TV in the bedroom, not a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a TV in your bedroom?
Of course.
In the bed, you have to.
I have three TVs.
In the bedroom?
In each room and in the living room.
But you only have like a one bedroom, right?
I have a two bedroom.
And you have three TVs.
Yes, of course.
One in the bathroom. Where?
I would love to have one in the bathroom, but I can't do it.
I love hotel rooms where they have in the bathroom. Even though I don't watch TV, but when you're in a hotel and they have like the bathtub and the TVs. Have you
TV been? TV in the mirror. Yeah, in they the have mirror. That at the Bellagio in Las Vegas. They so have a TV nice. In the mirror.
I love this. Hinting that it wasn't the best sex you've ever had. Now, okay, this is obvious. But talking about what does and doesn't work for you, great for communication, but you don't want to talk about it in the bedroom. You don't want to like recap your sex, like, oh, well, next time, could you try to like sit on my face longer? Like you really, just anything. Like you don't need, talking about sex is very important, but right after the act, right before the act, not a good time, ironically, not in the bedroom. So those are some things.
That's funny. So on the topic of masturbation, kind of like this list. There was a survey and we talked about it on the Woody Show. And it was kind of like a would you rather list, and they surveyed a bunch of people, and this is the only question I can remember, and I probably already know what your answer is, but a high percentage didn't go with the answer that I know that you're gonna give. And the question was, would you rather give up self-pleasuring to be able to eat your favorite item as much as you want for the rest of your life?
Hell no. You can't. It's like you'll die without it.
And then a lot of people, literally,
you need to masturbate. It's
like
healthy.
Pizza or something like that. You would have to either give up pizza or give up masturbation.
Never. I wouldn't give up anything for masturbation. I need masturbation. All need masturbation.
Nothing in your life.
Let me think. Well, I can't imagine, because to me, being healthy, it's like saying, will you give up water?
Yeah.
You give up breathing. Mm-hmm. You give up masturbation.
So, let's say,
We require.
I know can exactly. You still have sex? I already knew what you're. You can totally have sex.
You just can't touch yourself.
But let's say, like, people love their favorite food item. They can't have it for the rest of their life, because then they would, you know, you'd be able to masturbate. But you can have that food item, but you wouldn't be able to masturbate ever again. You know, what's your choice? I know what your choice is.
You know my choice.
But for the day-to-day person, it might be a tough decision, and the large majority picked the food item over masturbation.
Who are these people?
I don't know.
You tell them that was wrong because masturbation is important part of your being sexually healthy?
Well, I picked the food item.
What's your favorite? I had a guy recently on a date saying, so what's your favorite food? And I find that such an odd question.
Why?
I don't know. I don't have one favorite food. Like when? Like,
well, that's usually set up because they want to take you somewhere.
No. It was during, it was on the date.
Oh, okay.
Like, so what's your favorite food? Like, we were already out. Mm-hmm. I think he was trying to make conversation.
Yeah.
But it's not a bad, but it's just like, I don't know. It wasn't his fault. I'm not saying it's a bad question. I just wouldn't know how to answer that. So when you're talking about a quiz or the survey, what are the food items?
They're just saying in general. Your favorite,
What's your favorite? Do you have one food item? Like, I feel like everything gets boring.
I would probably pick pizza.
I would have picked pizza for you too.
Pizza's delicious. And I wouldn't give up pizza. I wouldn't be able to have it for the rest of my life for masturbation, because I go, well, I could at least still have sex, right?
Right.
So that takes care of that situation. So then I can have both.
Yeah. I understand your reasoning, but I think that, I need it. I need to masturbate.
I would just have to get laid more, you know?
Are you getting laid enough right now?
I am. But I'm just saying, if I had to give up if I had to give up masturbation.
You could still have orgasms with masturbation. So did men and women answer this question?
Yes.
And I bet you the women were like, I'll take my favorite food item.
Yeah.
Because women aren't as attached to their masturbation as men. I want women to get really attached to masturbation this
month. But I knew since I've known you forever.
You know me. I love masturbation. Mm-hmm. That was one of our first shows together.
It would be funny to see what the people that listen to the show, if they were put in that situation, what their answer would be.
Tweet me at SexEmily and Menace at Menace. Are you at Menace?
Tell us.
Is that what you are on Twitter?
Yeah,
M-E-N-A-C-E. Do you still do the Twitter?
I do the Twitter. I do the Instagram. I do all that.
It's all at Menace. I'll never forget when you called me like in 2008. And I thought, I was happy that you still like me after we were doing the shows. I remember because we were working on that station and then we weren't. You're like, Emily, I got to talk to you. Call me. I'm like, yeah. You're like, Twitter. It's amazing. You got to go. Mm-hmm. You got to get on Twitter. And you like, taught me. Like, I was like, oh, I'll never. And then everything since then, probably.
Everything. Yeah, so follow Emily. Oh, last time we talked, we were trying to build your Instagram. So at SexEmily. Didn't we like look up like some sexy photo of you on a bed? How'd that do? Let me see.
I don't know.
We told people to comment on it.
I've been busy. I got to look.
All right. Your photos have been great lately.
Thanks, honey.
Yeah, they've been.
Did you see my god dog?
Huh?
My god dog, with pictures of my god dog.
Oh,
very cute.
Oh, okay. Oh, I remember the photo. So it's at SexEmily on Instagram. And it's the one I said, if you're into, you're a foot fetish person, because it shows your feet and you're laying on a bed on a computer.
Right.
So I asked people to comment.
Did they comment? Maybe they couldn't find it. It was far down. Let's see.
Yeah, they're here. And you're wearing like glasses and stuff like that.
Right.
So yeah,
that's my new bed.
Look for Emily. We're building that audience right
there. Yeah, I like it. And we give away stuff on there. I do the Instagram stories, which are fun. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's a kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. So let's get into the emails and calls.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So everyone, I love when you ask me questions. I love how you do it. I love it. Go to my website, sexemily.com. Click on the Ask Emily tab, fill it out, send a question. And you can also leave voicemail. You can be called. We're taking your calls, answer emails, and your name, your age, how you listen, where you live, how you masturbate. If you want to win some toys this month, just saying, if you want to, we want to know your masturbation routine. Okay, we've got Jessica. She's 24 from Philadelphia, and she wants to know why she's recently started to cry after she orgasms. So let's talk to Jessica. Hey, Jessica.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm here with Menace today.
Hey, what's up, Jessica?
Awesome.
I'm so excited.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excited to talk to you.
Yeah, he hasn't been here for a call show yet.
To you guys.
I have so many questions about Philadelphia that are non-sexual, but let's take care of your sexual problem first.
Yeah, tell me what's going on. Break this down for me.
Yeah, so my boyfriend and I have been dating for like 3 years, and we're in different cities now. We don't get to see each other that much, but he was visiting me a couple months ago, and we were having sex, and everything was great. We actually both had orgasms around the same time, which was awesome, because that doesn't usually happen.
Never happens. And very rarely. Yeah.
Yeah. And right afterwards, I sat up and I just started welling up with tears. It was the weirdest thing. I wasn't necessarily feeling super sad or happy or anything. I was just feeling really overwhelmed, and it never happened to me before. So I was just wondering if you've ever heard of something
yes,
like that.
Yes, absolutely. I'm so glad that you asked this question, because it's really, really common for women to cry. I've done it. It's happened to a lot of women. They call it postcoital dysphoria. So there's nothing to, that's like the name for it. That's like the clinical term for it. But there's nothing to worry about. And typically, it comes just because like our emotions, our hormones are racing. And there's like a whole like, they flood your body during sex, like when you're having intercourse, right? So we have really tense emotions. So it's not that you're necessarily happy or sad. It's just kind of like, it's such a release. We don't realize it, how much it takes to have an orgasm. Like our body's the buildup. Maybe you missed your boyfriend because you haven't seen him.
Yeah, but I was going to ask about
intimacy and closeness.
Yeah. Separation, you know, has that been bothering you at all?
It's been, I mean, we were long distance for an entire year, and then we lived closer to one another, and now we're split up again. So we don't get to see each other that much. So I was wondering maybe that had something to do with it. I was just kind of overwhelmed. I mean, really happy, but kind of overwhelmed.
Do you think about it when you're not having sex?
Intimate again.
About the...
What did you say?
Do you think about it while you're not having sex about how you miss seeing each other as often?
Yeah. I mean, I'm also in law school, so I'm really stressed
with
that.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yes, exactly.
I think just all the emotions of like finally having him back here and kind of being, maybe it was just like a stress release and kind of an overwhelmed feeling of emotion from that too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it was. I'm sure you've had a lot bottled up. You haven't seen him in a while. And also it's very common. In fact, I found a study, 230 female college students revealed that half of them, 46%, have cried during or after orgasm. So it's common. It's happened to me.
Oh, wow.
Like, I actually like when it happens, because I'm not a big crier, but if I cry, like, it's not because I'm sad. It just feels like, oh my God, like it is. It's intense. It's a release. It could be because of all these things have been bottled up, but there's nothing wrong, you know, nothing wrong with you.
Yeah.
I think it's a common thing. And sometimes men cry too.
They don't know.
You're right. They really don't talk about it. That's why I'm glad you asked, because I was like, oh yeah, that's happened to me. And most women, you know, I've heard from or friends I've talked to, yeah, it's happened to them. So I think it just, you know, you're good.
Yeah. Are you from Philadelphia, or are you just going to school?
I just wanted to ask about the food there.
Yeah.
No, I'm from another part of the state, but I go to school here, so it's awesome. It's a cool city.
Now, is it Geno's or Pat's?
You know, I don't think that either of them are that good. I think
you're hurting my heart. No, it's Philly cheesesteak.
Philly cheesesteak, of course. What am I thinking?
I'm just saying right now, Pat's all day. That's all I got to say about
Pat's,
that.
Pat's? All right. Pat's all day. I'll go back and try it again.
Also, Philadelphia has a beautiful Ruth Chris. I'm just highly recommended.
Ruth Chris? Because you can't do that anywhere.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Very nice people at that
Ruth Chris.
Get
steak.
I visited.
Men has cried when you got the steak there.
There was tears in my eyes. The bread was awesome. Everyone was really cool. But yeah, at least you're in a cool city.
You're a cool city. Sounds like you're dating a great guy. You're in law school. Congratulations. Yeah. I think it's all going well. It's just, it is a release of emotions. And you probably should, try, find other ways to release stress as well. Especially in law school.
For sure.
So intense.
I need that. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're all good. Thanks for calling, Jessica. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
We'll talk to you soon.
Have
bye.
A good one.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Have you ever been with a chick and she cried after sex?
Trying to think. Probably.
You're usually passed out by
that
time.
Yeah. I'm usually passed out.
She has an orgasm. You're sleeping.
Most likely she cried that she even had sex with me.
Exactly. She's like, right.
So she probably out. Like 90% of them cried.
Right.
I just, you know, didn't pay attention.
Beating yourself
I'm
up.
So gassed out after. I'm just like.
Right.
You're passed like,
whatever,
out.
I'm
you
glad
know?
It happened. Right. No, I have. I certainly have many times, I'd say, over the years, as long as I've been having sex, often.
That's
I'd
fun.
Say with, it is fun. Like, I feel, and I, again, it feels to me, because I'm not a big crier, I do experience a lot of anxiety. I feel like when I do, it just, it's like this real, like, release. Totally healthy. So if your partner cries, totally fine. Just hand him a tissue.
Don't worry about it.
Call it a day. Okay, Menace. Good one. We've got Kim.
Right.
She's 19 from Virginia, and she wants to know how to give a blowjob that will leave her fiance wanting more.
Okay.
I love blowjob questions.
Sweet.
Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Hi. I'm here with Menace.
Hello. Hi.
And we are all about helping you give a better blowjob. Tell me what's going on. How do you know that your blowjob right now is not even
hold
already
on. Can I ask a question? I want to
please.
See.
Please. Menace. All right. Go ahead.
You're 19. You have a fiance. You live in Virginia. Is your fiance in the military?
He's not.
Ah, no. Damn it. I thought I was going to get that one right.
Right.
All right. No. Sorry.
How long have you guys been together?
For about a year and a half right now.
Okay.
So the situation is that he's the first person I've ever been with intimately, but he's had partners before me. He's a little bit older than me.
Okay.
So there's already that difference of experience there.
Right.
But I definitely have a real desire. Like, I really want to please him and make him feel good, and he's really good at doing that for me. But whenever we're being intimate and I'm giving him a giving him head or anything like that, he stops it at some point and will usually ask me to just use my hands. So I'm get the impression that it's not enjoyable for him some way.
Okay.
So I'm not exactly sure.
Have you asked him
what it is? I do have a small mouth.
Have you asked him? Have you asked him? Because a lot of times we make assumptions, like maybe he doesn't like blowjobs, which I know that's rare. But has he said to you, like, or have you asked him? Said to him, for feedback?
Not really. Not about that. We've talked about other things, but I haven't asked him directly about that. I suppose I don't want to come across insecure, even though...
Right. No, I get it. He knows you. Yeah, definitely. I'm gonna hit you with a lot of tips right now, but I just wanted to find out exactly...
Can I ask one question? We make assumptions
sometimes. Go ahead. Yes.
I know I bombed on the is he in the military question, but here's another
one.
Yeah,
what else are you going to bomb on?
How much pressure are you applying? You know, because if he wants the hands, that means there's... more pressure
with the hands,
but with your mouth, how much pressure are you applying? Is it kind of just like hovering in
there?
I'm
definitely
you...
stuck, like using suction.
You have to suck. It's suction. It's your hands. So here's the thing. It's so much of it is about, well, number one, it's about enthusiasm. Okay. So I get that you're probably nervous right now and you're probably in your brain and your head going, oh my God, am I doing it right? Is this right? But it's really how you like, how into it you are. So like you're licking it like it's like the most delicious ice cream cone you've ever had. And it's like 95 degrees out and you do not want a drop. You don't want to miss a drop, right? Like if it drops on the sidewalk, you're like, oh my God, I want that. Like you're like after it and you want it, right? And just how you look doing it, like how being into it. So that's one thing. So I get that also, again, so once you, but once we help you with some of these tips, it may help you be a little more enthusiastic. So once you get that down, the pressure is important. And remember that your mouth is small, but that's fine because a lot of a blowjob actually has to do with using your hands. And you can actually use your mouth at the tip to like lick around the tip. And use your hand like going up and down with your mouth, like keep your hand there and have your mouth. You can either leave your mouth on the tip and you have your hand just going up and down. Make sure you use lube too. Do you have any lubricant?
Yes.
Lube is awesome.
Yes, I wasn't sure to use lube.
Wetter is better. You could also put some lube on your lips. Like I love Joe.
Okay.
We sell these lubes on our website. It's Joe Lubes and they have like strawberry and like chocolate caramel. Tastes amazing. You put like a little bit around your lips and then you just go down and then his penis tastes like a, you know, half fudge sundae. And then your lips are super moist and moist. I don't think I've ever said that not on purpose on the show.
Yeah.
It's wet, slippery, and you're moving up and down. And so that would be one way. First of all, I'd feel amazing to him and you know that you're wet enough. But the pressure is, so if you're worried about that, you could either just use your hand with your mouth at the top or have your lips follow up and down with your hand. You know what I'm saying? So like, you know, you're constantly applying pressure.
But don't you have a lot of the stuff on sexwithemily.com?
There is a lot of this stuff at sexwithemily.com. We've got a podcast called Steak Blowjobs and Anal Exploration.
Oh, wow.
From March. And then we got
But also, I'm sure you have
so many blowjob tips.
Articles
Play
and
with
then
his balls.
Links too.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm
things like that.
That's true.
No, I'm just saying as
you're
a
right,
reference
do.
After
it's
she gets off the
phone. It's a great reference point.
Yeah.
We have a lot of great articles on this. The other thing is don't forget his balls. He might like his balls played with light pressure. We actually have a new blog post about the balls. And then also, I would say just start with the basics. I'm not going to give you so much right now because you're starting out. But if you practice and you just remember keeping it wet, the pressure and being into it, you're going to do fine.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much
for your help.
Thank
you.
You
got
definitely
this.
Definitely going to check out that.
Okay,
shout
cool.
out to Virginia.
You got this, honey. I swear.
Okay, thank
it takes
you.
Practice. Bye. Okay.
It's cool.
Yeah, it is cool, right? Because I think that a lot of girls, right? They're like, I just want to give it. That's all they want to know. How do I give a blowjob? And if you haven't given one before, how are you going
to
know?
Yeah. And again, if you want us to call, go to sexwithemily.com and click on Ask Emily. All the contact information is there.
Okay, ready, Menace? First email.
All right.
Hi, Emily. Quick question for you. What do you think of males who wear thong underwear daily? I'm a male who absolutely loves wearing thong underwear. They give you the best support, in my opinion. Thankfully, my wife enjoys me in them. Just want to know what your thoughts are on the subject. Thank you, Hector B., 28, California.
All right.
You do you, man. I don't know. I've not seen a man in a thong, personally, like in my own vision, been with a guy. But your wife's into it. You feel great in it.
Yeah.
There should be absolutely zero pressure right now. Your partner's into it and you love it. I think that's awesome. I think that's hot. A man who feels sexy in whatever he's doing is hot. Remember, confidence is the sexiest thing you can wear. And you're rocking the thongs. I got no problem.
Not to pimp out sponsors or anything like that, but I actually have on the Woody Show have an underwear sponsor, and they're freaking amazing. They're called MeUndies.
Yep.
Have you heard of MeUndies?
Yeah, they used to be a sponsor of mine. So.
Oh no,
it's okay.
Well, they came on over to me, and I absolutely love them. They're super soft. They rule. So if you want a discount, MeUndies.com/Woody Show. But no, they're made by Micromodal.
Right, like,
they go like deep in the jungle and find this material.
I remember the whole thing.
So
I have
good.
Two pairs. Yeah.
I'll talk
awesome.
To them. I'll say that you're
tell
a friend
them
of mine.
Tell them to come back. I love them. They sent me t-shirts, underwear. The MeUndies are
it's
good.
So
and they're cotton
soft.
And they breathe.
Yeah.
Because that's why a lot of women, here's a note for a lot of women and men. You can, if you ever get like bacterial infections, you find yourself getting like even bumps, like after the gym, you get bumps like on your butt, all this stuff is because you're not wearing like breathable cotton underwear, which is important. So
it's amazing.
And thongs. Do they make thongs at MeUndies?
They do send
Hector.
I don't know if they have male thongs though.
Right.
I don't know. Go to the website.
They should. Okay.
MeUndies.com/Woody Show.
So you're cool, Hector. We love it. We love you. Okay, hey, Emily, I've listened to your show for a while. I know that one of your main tips for women who haven't experienced an orgasm is to masturbate so they know what they like. I've only slept with a handful of people, but every time I haven't had an orgasm. Even with oral sex, I find it difficult to come. I'm trying to practice more by myself, so I have a better idea on how to instruct my partner, but I don't know where to start. Any tip for any masturbation moves I could do on my own or anything else that will help? Thanks, Marie, age 21, from Canada. See? Every day there's someone who's just learning to masturbate.
I know,
every day.
Right?
It's amazing. Yeah, because I get it, Marie. If you sit down just like trying to have an orgasm, you're like, what's happening? If your brain isn't on board with what's going on, it's actually like, for example, Menace asked me earlier, what did I think about when I started to masturbate? Mm-hmm. I was a year younger than you are, Marie. I was 20. And I was like, this does not feel good. Like it just to touch yourself, you know, it feels good when someone else scratch your back, but when you scratch your back, it doesn't feel as good. It's kind of like that with masturbation, unless you start getting, you have to set the mood. You have to like make sure that you turn off your cell phone, like turn on your favorite, you know, your music, light some candles. This might sound silly, but you want to seduce yourself. It's almost like setting that scene where you've got just no one's going to come in the room. You're locking the door and you feel like safe and you feel comfortable. And I would say start to like read erotica, watch porn, think about a sexy moment, like the last time you were with your boyfriend, or think about things that you'd like to happen. And then when you're starting to masturbate, you got to use lube.
Yeah.
I think I'm really like that. My dream, this is just a side note, of a lube in every nightstand is actually going to come to fruition. Like I feel like almost every email we get or callers like about the lube, I got the lube. And it's because it's true. Like you need it for every sexual act. Masturbation when you're alone, anal sex, oral sex. It's like, what
all
the hell?
That.
Yeah. So anyway, use some lube and just start out by not having an end goal in mind, Marie, because it might take you a while to. It might take you several times. It might take you a few months to have an orgasm. But don't think about this as like, I need to have an orgasm and then I'm out. Think about it as like exploratory. So like touching your nipples, like rubbing your hands over your body and just finding out what makes you feel good. The clitoris is where all the magic happens. It's true, or a lot of the magic, you know, 8,000 nerve endings, but you don't want to go right for that. So it's like you tease your thigh, inner thighs, and you play with it. There's like clitoral legs that extend into your labia. So I would just get familiar with your body. You could buy sex toys. That always helps too. A great starter vibe, I would say, is God, anything from We Vibe. I love the We Vibe Touch, the new We Vibe Wish.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the Wish yet.
I've heard about it.
It's amazing. It's so
you're like tearing up.
I just love it. It's a great vibe for, I think it's a good beginner vibe too, because it'll help, you can like, you know, you can like tease yourself with it, and it's a great handheld vibe. And it actually is, it's meant to work with your external clitoral nerves and your internal clitoral nerves. Who knew, right? All these clitoral nerve endings. So I would say, Marie, just do that. We've got tons of stuff on the website about masturbation. We'll continue to be posting things all month, but there's great tips on the website. There's one called On a Masturbation Mission. You can Google that on the website and check out that blog. I do think that you're right that, Marie, even though your partner's doing oral and doing all that stuff, that you got to figure it out on your own. So you're right. Just keep going. Stick with it. Everything that's worth having takes a little bit of work, a little bit of time. Hi, Emily. I've been with my girlfriend. She's also 24 for a year and a little bit. For the first 10 months, we had sex every day. And since then, since about January, we haven't had sex at all. We had a conversation in January about it where she told me that she loves me. She wants to be with me. She wants to marry me one day, but She had to tell me that she never actually wanted to have sex, not with me and not with anyone she was with before me. She believes she's asexual. She told me that she's been having sex with me because she thought that's what she was supposed to do, or that she'd lose me if we didn't. I feel devastated because I would never ever want to have sex with someone who didn't want to have sex with me. Number two, because I never had any idea about any of this. And three, what would this mean going forward? I love this girl. I care about her. She's taught me so much. So my first question is, if I'm in love with who I think she is in the otherwise perfect girl for me, do I stay or do I walk away because of lack of sex? I've been trying to answer this question since January. I've talked to friends. I don't know what to do. Do you have any thoughts? I love your show. I love you guys. Peter, age 24, from New York.
That is
wow
situation I never even heard of.
Yeah, asexual. Before. It's a real thing. Like you could, okay, so we've got
Morrissey claims to be asexual.
Yeah, though it's true. Some people truly are asexual. Meaning they don't, you know, they really like don't have sexual desire for anyone, for a member of the opposite sex or same sex or anyone at all. Transgender, doesn't matter. They're not interested in having sex. But I'm not sure that this is what's happening, okay, Peter? She's 24 and I'm just not sure they could, there just could be a lot of other things. Has she talked to a doctor? It could be like a hormonal imbalance. She could be really stressed. I mean, a lot of times when we're really stressed or we're anxious about life, as we might be in our 20s.
Yeah.
You just shut down. Like you're just not in touch. Like I think I never masturbated because I was had a stressful childhood. I think I wasn't like, I was shut off from my body.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think. So I feel like if your brain, again, if she's got a lot going on, that's probably why she's saying that. She could be, who knows though? It could be a whole host of things. But you asked me the question, Peter, and she sounds amazing, but you're 24 years old. Sex is a really important part of a relationship. And I don't think that, you know, that this is the person that you need to be with if sex is a really big priority to you, as it is to many people, to kind of crack this code with her and figure out, is she not?
Yeah.
I feel like when you're ready, you got to probably have to part ways because it seems like she's going through some stuff right now.
I know.
You can't just be with someone.
It seems like a tough...
Right.
Tough road to go through.
It is a tough road. And I feel like when you just, especially when you start seeing somebody, you guys, I want everyone to look at this, okay? If you're dating someone and there's like some major problems in the first 6 months to a year, probably not the right relationship to be in right now. You shouldn't be having major sex problems or major fighting or like dealing with family issues. It's supposed to, I'm not saying it's going to be perfect, okay? But it's got to be like pretty good. Like the things that you both drive on, like at least you both like to have sex. So you both, you're saying the first 9 months she did like it. So I get that. But I'm saying like, this is the major, like having sexual like differences. And this is one that I don't think you're going to solve. And you're young, you're 24.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be okay.
It'll be fine. Everything's going to be okay.
Good.
We're good. Okay. That's what we got time for, Menace.
I know. So much fun to hang out with you.
I know. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a party.
I love the calls, the emails, all right? That kind it's of amazing. Stuff that's going on.
I know, I love
days.
It too. It's great. I feel like I'm seeing you more often. It's amazing. Happy Masturbation Month.
Happy Masturbation Month.
Next time
month.
I see you, you're going to have to report back to me how it's progressing.
Right.
I'm going to make you bring something for your girlfriend home.
All right.
From me. I will wrap it. It's not even for you. I think it's time. And also, you guys, don't cringe at this. Remember, Mother's Day is coming up, so you could be like a new mom, grandmother. Don't forget the wonderful moms, all the moms in your life. Hey, moms have sex too. They might want to spice things up. They might want to have some lube. My mom, she's going to kill me, but she did just email me to send her some lube. She's in her 70s. So, hey, sorry, Mom.
All right.
Sex toys, whatever. We've got a website, sexthelmy.com. We also have an amazing box. Remember you always said we should have a box? It's an unbound box on our website. It's a mutual masturbation box.
Nice.
And it is epic, you guys. Check out Instagram because I'll be showing you what's in this box. It's my box.
No way.
Giving you guys gifts and treats and fun things like that. So check it out. Happy Masturbation Month. Thank you, Menace. I love you. And thanks everyone for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.